Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Thursdays at 3, we normally have Sheil Kapadia, but we have him on Wednesday because we have our Big Phillies Pep Rally tomorrow. Sheil of the Ringer is sponsored by Dr. Raffi and Precision Hair Restoration. You'll keep losing your hair until you stop it. Dr. Raffi can help you get your confidence back. Visit PhillyHairMD.com today. Sheil, how are we feeling, man?
Doing well, guys. How you doing?
What up, Sheil?
So before we get to the Eagles, our whole show today is an intervention for Jack, who is truly terrified of the Mets and said in the first segment he thinks if the Phillies play the Mets will probably win. We're finding that a lot of people in Philadelphia are terrified of the Mets. You, as a true Philly guy, are you also afraid of the Mets?
No, it's absurd. First of all, you muster up your sports hate, which we don't have enough of in our lives, a team that you can really... you want their fans to suffer. You want them to get their hopes up, beat the Brewers, come in, and then you squash them like little bugs. So, no, Jack is texting me even today, so I'm scared. Settle down, okay? The Phillies are going to beat the Mets, and the Mets fans are going to go home crying. So
stick
bring
to
them
the tape, Kapadia. Yeah, stick Sheil, to the tape.
That's what I'm talking about, Sheil. Don't listen to Jack.
Listen, again. I want to make this clear to everyone out there. I hope they beat the Mets. Well, like, there's nothing I want more in the world. I'm just terrified of them.
No. They lost to the Diamondbacks, as I told you, last year. So there's no sense in worrying about this opponent versus
that opponent.
They're going to be okay. We're going to be playing for a while here.
All right. Well, your lips to God's ears, because I don't know how long we'll be talking about the football team, to be quite honest with you. So you know, the Eagles have played four games. Three of the games defensively have been bad. At least the first two games defensively, there were good things to take away. This one did not seem that way. Do you think the Eagles' problem on defense is a personnel issue or is it a scheme issue?
I got to say, watching this game back, the personnel really stood out to me. You know, there are so many plays where a guy is in position. You know, I remember Avante Maddox on that play and then misses a tackle. It's a 28-yard gain. Chauncey Gardner-Johnson missed tackle against the run. And N'Kobe Dean, like, you have guys over and over again where I'm looking at it going, a lot of football is just one-on-one, their guy versus your guy, who has the edge there. And a lot of stuff in this game I thought was more personnel-based than coaching-based. That's not to say Vic Fangio can't make adjustments and do a better job, but I do wonder in some of these matchups whether they're just going to be losing those one-on-ones against some of the better offenses in the NFL.
Do the Eagles have the personnel? You know, Vic Fangio, great defensive coordinator, but is famous for playing a certain way. Do you think the Eagles have the personnel to play the scheme that he runs most often?
Well, it hasn't looked that way so far, but I was looking at Fangio last year with the Miami Dolphins, and if you look at it, their first month of the season, they had one of the worst defenses in the entire NFL by whatever statistic you want to look at. And they really got better to a point where, you know, by, I don't know what week it was, but week 9, 10, 11, you looked at it and said, this defense is really coming on. And then they got some injuries at the end. But the point is, he does play a complicated defense. It does take time for a lot of the guys specifically on the back end to know their rules and what they're supposed to be doing. So if you want to be optimistic about it, there is kind of a precedent there that these Fangio defenses in the past have started off slow, but as guys have gotten more comfortable, they've played better. Now that's one aspect of it, but up front, that's where my concern is a little bit. You know, I don't know. Bryce Huff, what we've seen so far, a four-week sample here, like if their pass rush isn't good, I don't know that you can continue to play this way.
Yeah, it's going to be difficult. I think Shield, even last week, I think Milton Williams started in place of Bryce Huff last week in that game. If I'm not correct, I think Milton Williams was playing on the outside end as Vic may have switched up his scheme against Tampa. It didn't work no matter what he did. I just wonder, Shield, if we just focus on the defense, still here for a minute. The want to in that game wasn't there for me. Like it seemed like to me the defense had a built-in excuse that the offense was undermanned, that they weren't going to put up a lot of points today. It was 105 degrees, and they never seemed like they were into that game. I know the offense didn't play well, but I mean you got to at least slow down that Tampa Bay offense to give your offense a chance to get going. Before we all blinked, it was 14-0 on its way to 21-0.
Yeah, no, I mean, I felt the same way. It was a no-show. You look at that the Bucs had a drive, I think with their second drive, where they didn't even get to a third down. It was first down, first down, first down, first down, and then I think you got one incompletion, and then they scored a touchdown. So it was not a competitive effort from that group. And, you know, I know it was hot and all those things, but, man, when you come out, that's not a juggernaut offense. I mean, you know, our expectations for this Eagles team coming into the season, it wasn't, hey, maybe they can get into the playoffs. Like, this, there's a lot riding on this season. And so when you face Tampa and you put that kind of performance together, like, what's it going to look like against the Lions or the 49ers or some of these other offenses that you may have to face down the road if you want to get to where you're going? So, yeah, I'm with you. Whether it was, you know, it was a combination of a bunch of stuff, guys not playing well, I'm with you that it didn't feel like they went out there with that urgency that, hey, you know, we can still win this game. We can be the reason why we win this game. And it showed up with sloppiness and missed tackles and miscommunications and all those things that you see from a bad defense.
I didn't add the other, I guess, scenario to this, to that equation. I wanted to save it for last to have it separately to get your thoughts on it. You brought up Vic Fangio last year in Miami, and they got off to a slow start. Well, at some point, their defensive players, I don't know how much they were still buying in to what Vic Fangio wanted them to do. And certainly by the end of the year, they weren't sad to see him go. I only say that to say, Vic has been, he's very honest when he gets up there to the podium. We love that as fans and as the media because he's not sugarcoating anything. I just wonder, is there any concern that the players are still buying into him and whether or not his messaging is starting to fall on deaf ears? I'm not panicking about it yet, but I am keeping my eye on that.
Listen, it's been something to keep an eye on since the day they hired him. I mean, yeah. He leaves Miami and all their players, not all their players, but a lot of their players.
Yeah,
and it wasn't just one guy. When it's just one guy, you can say, all right, every coach probably has someone who they don't get along with. I mean, it was a bunch of starters, a handful of starters who are going on social media or even just talking to reporters openly about it, how they didn't necessarily like playing for Vic Fangio and playing in that scheme. And so from the minute that happened, you had to keep an eye on it. And there's a lot of relationship dynamics with this football team right now. You know, Vic Fangio wanted to practice a certain way in the summer that he was very open about from the first time we heard from him. You mentioned the relationship with players. How about the front office stuff? I mean, they go out and they sign Bryce Huff to $17 million per year. And you mentioned it. He's not a starting player for them right now. You know, Vic Fangio looks like he's got no use for the guy right now. So now this is all stuff that if you win, you know, coming off the bye, you beat the Browns. All right, everything gets a little calm. If you lose a little bit more and you're 2-3 and 2-4, now that stuff we absolutely have to continue to keep an eye on.
By the way, not putting this on Fangio, but fair to mention that most of the social media stuff after the game was on the defensive side of the football. It was Isaiah Rodgers, who isn't, you know, it was a special teams play, but as
a defensive player. Yeah.
Devin White, defensive player. Bryce Huff, defensive player. Darius Slay, defensive player. And on, I know this is how guys are, but on some level it speaks to the respect or things like that. And it's just like, it's a little weird. So Shiel Kapadia of The Ringer is on with us. So Shiel, over to the offense. So let's put the turnovers to the side for a second. Aside from that, offense kind of eerily similar to the offense we saw last year. They don't really throw in the middle of the field. Jalen Hurts not really under center. We talked about all these catches that Saquon Barkley was going to get. We haven't seen much of that. Is that something that you think is on Kellen Moore? There's been conversation about whether that is Nick Sirianni and his influence or whether it's Jalen Hurts. Your gut, where does it lead you on that?
Yeah, it's really puzzling, but that's what stood out from this game the most. I know they had the injuries. No one was expecting them to have 500 yards and 30 points. But watching this offense, I looked at it, and I'm just like, this looks exactly like what we saw last year. I thought Kellen Moore was supposed to come in, not necessarily overhaul the entire thing, but these wrinkles, these sort of modern nuances that NFL offenses have in 2024. When you look around the NFL, there's none of that here. I mean, I can't believe that they're throwing the middle of the field less often than they did last season. So it's honestly an answer that it's a question we need an answer to, because is this Nick Sirianni having more input on the offense than maybe we think from the outside? Is this Kellen Moore coming in and saying, hey, I was going to play a certain way, but you know, I look at the personnel and I look at what Jalen Hurts is good at, and now I understand why the Eagles were doing certain things last season. So I think it's probably a combination of all those things. But, you know, Ike talked about the defense not being prepared to play. The offense hasn't scored a point in the first quarter. They got one first down on their opening drives all season long. And, you know, if you want to stick up for the defense, you say it's hot there, and you're going three and out your first three possessions, and they're playing how many snaps in the first half of that football game? So it's all connected. But, yeah, the offense, I'm with you. I thought it was going to look different. I thought the changes were going to be more significant. And, you know, my gut, I don't know what my gut says on it. It's one of the biggest mysteries around the team right now.
Yeah, I just keep going back to, we've been through this 100 times. You know, my position would be that it is a Jalen thing, in that I don't know why. If I'm just thinking structurally, if I'm reading tea leaves, I'm like, well, Kellen Moore has done X his entire career. He gets here. The only reason he would do Y is if A, Jalen wasn't, he didn't think Jalen was capable of doing it, or B, Nick Sirianni, who almost got fired in the offseason, had a new offensive coordinator. The team was very clear that it was the offensive coordinator's, you know, ship, and that after all that, Nick Sirianni is like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to sneak in and make Kellen Moore play this other boring way that didn't work last year. It just seems like it would be a crazy thing for Nick Sirianni. I wouldn't put it, it's not impossible, I guess. It just doesn't feel likely if I'm just trying to figure out logically where the pieces fit.
Yeah, you're right. That's the more reasonable answer, is what you're laying out there. And because Kellen Moore, if you look at his history, it's not like he's done the same thing at every stop. He's actually had some different offenses with Dallas, with the Chargers, and now with the Eagles. And so, you know, good coaching is figuring out what the players can do, what they're good at, and it could be a Jalen Hurts preference type deal where he says, well, let's try a little bit. I mean, when they've tried the under center play action stuff, it's looked terrible for the most part. So maybe they looked at it and said, this isn't working for us. Let's ditch this right away. Now, that's just one thing, but, you know, there's other stuff too. But yeah, it certainly could be more Hurts related than Sirianni related.
Shield, one more time, going to ask you to go to your gut. You know, we love, you know, we're only 4 games into the season. They're 2-2. Could be a lot worse, right? The entire league looks sloppy, I think, by and large, except for a few exceptions. Even contending teams look sloppy. Looking out for the rest of the season, would you bet that this gets better and they get to a team where we feel good about, or would you bet, if you had to, that it doesn't?
Well, I was just looking at the the betting odds, and they're still the heavy favorites to win the NFC East over both the Cowboys and the Commanders. And if you look at the entire NFC to go to the Super Bowl, the only teams with better odds are the 49ers and the Lions. They're third in the entire NFC. So that made me say, all right, maybe I'm going a little overboard with what's happened through 4 games. So honestly, what I think is going to happen the rest of the way is they are going to be a competitive team, an up and down team, a team that frustrates the fan base on a lot of weeks. But when you get A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith and Lane Johnson back there on offense with Saquon Barkley playing the way he's playing, I don't think the floor is that low where this is going to be like a meltdown type season like 2020. So I think they're going to be frustrating, but I still think, if I had to say today, I think they're going to make the playoffs but it might not be, you know, reach much beyond the first round. That's kind of what my gut feels right now.
Well, Shiel, we appreciate all the football analysis, but mostly we appreciate your confidence on the Phillies.
Yes. In that
today is about getting Jack where he needs to be. And I think you, Bella, and Rios, some of our callers, have really started to push Jack in the right direction. Jack, are you feeling confident now against the Mets?
No.
Okay, I guess it's not working. I appreciate you, Shiel.
Appreciate it, brother.
I'll be back next Thursday, and we'll be talking about an extended Phillies playoff run.
We're not
about the end of the season.
Okay.
Yep.
Appreciate you, Shiel. There he is, Shiel Kapadia of The Ringer.
I'm getting actually more nervous.
You're getting more nervous about Phillies and Mets?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, because now I've had to hear everyone talk about how not worried they are, and it's making me more worried.
Huh.
Yeah. I got to be honest with you. I think it's if they get past Milwaukee and we happen to play them, I think it makes for a more interesting, intense series. I do.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I think it's something that this baseball team would face head on and rise to the occasion. Like, I put all my stock into this Phillies team. Right? You know, I know what I said about the Eagles, and I haven't necessarily thrown in the towel on them, but I'm not going to sit here and lie to you and be like, oh, yeah, I believe the Eagles are still getting to the Super Bowl today. Right. Yeah, they're going to have to win a few games before I get back to that level. But the Phillies, I feel like I've been on this train from the jump of where I expect them to be. And we wanted them to get to this point in the season to close the deal. We're here. We're here at the start of the party. It's about to get started. You got Wheeler going Saturday. You got Nola going possibly Sunday, or Christopher Sanchez going Sunday. Either way, we got two games at home this weekend. No Eagles to distract us, so you don't have to worry about split loyalty this weekend. This whole city is going to be painted red this weekend, dude. And you're worried?
Yeah.
Nah, that place is going to be rocking.
Here we go. I wouldn't normally.
That place is going to be rocking this week. I can't wait to get there Saturday.
I wouldn't normally do this. Wouldn't normally read a tweet to you, Jack, because those people are not normally nice. But I think this might snap you out of it. Ziggy said, Jack Fritz is scared of his own shadow. The Mets can blank my blank. Hey, Jack, go blank yourself.
There you go.
You feel better now?
No.
Okay.
Oh, man, that was pretty good, Ziggy.
Yeah. Yoshi in Brewery Town. You're on WIP. What's up, Yoshi?
My man, Spike. Hey, Jack, here, baby. No, I'm sorry. Jack's in the corner, acting like a sucker. Oh, man, Rio's the best.
Yeah.
It's weird October. It's the fighting field, and now you want to be scared? I mean, boy, you need some bravado in your life. The fight ain't even started.
I know.
You tuck and tell. Like, I swear, if I was to ever go out with you to the hood or somewhere, I'ma call all my heavy hitters because I know you ain't got nothing with you. I'ma start meeting you at Chicken.
Dr. J, you got us?
Walking with be quiet. You scared. You can't talk right now. I'ma start coming down to Chicken Pete on Monday and walking you to your car, because if something jump off, you ain't got no help. None whatsoever.
That's true, yeah.
You better hope all South Philly recognize who you are, because they will come to your rescue. Jack going to be in his Honda Accord, digging in his nose, thinking about getting home to the baby. I'm telling you, that boy needs to grow up. I'm so mad at you. That's why you don't wear no tank tops. Real men wear tank tops.
Dude, my arms are gross.
You wear tank tops. So I love you to death, but cook, God Almighty. When I said cook, God Almighty, boy, it's serious. Okay, when Black folks say cook, God Almighty.
You know it's serious, yes, sir.
Like, grow up. But for real. And Spike.
Yes, sir.
You was worried about what's name looking like a convict with a thing you said.
Yes.
A couple months back. What's name with a daggone polo shirt on. Don't cut your hair. I compared you to a convict in the movie Alpha Dog with a bald head. Justin was a convict.
He was, yes. He was.
But you're going to look like you just got out of jail. And the only thing they gave you was your wallet back, a pair of Levi's, and a white T-shirt. Don't cut your hair. Don't do it. I'm setting you up. Do not do it. Jack, I need you all weekend. I'm going to send you some songs. And don't sing the lyrics out loud, because you're not You're not supposed to. But I want you to sing all these songs. They will get you so hyped, bro. I mean, you will call me and say the wrong thing, but I'll accept it. What's the name? Like, Jack.
Yes.
Hello?
Yeah, well, we're listening.
You gotta do better, bro. You gotta do better. You finally beat me. I give you flowers. I don't make no excuses like your little minions did. What's the name when I beat them, when I punched them in their mouth? What's the name?
You're not at the top of the power rankings anymore, Yoshi.
It don't matter, boy. Okay. I already beat you. It don't matter where you stand. I already beat you. You can't talk. I'll punch you in your mouth and choke you out. I ain't even had to fight you for real. Fight now one time. You ain't got to top. It don't matter. I was at the top last week. Ain't nobody been back to back at the top. You ain't going to be at the top next week. How about that? That was a dumb comment you just made.
Yoshi is in one everywhere.
Yeah. You're choking people out.
Good job. I'm now 4-1. I'll see you again.
All right.
Hey, boy. You got me, boy. You got me.
I got you. Yep.
I ain't mad about it. And y'all talking about Foldham yesterday. 12-5. I'm going to go down one game. And one more thing. I kept telling Jack yesterday. I said, Jack, listen to Johnny Cash, the coward of the county. Because you're the coward of the daggone city right now.
I know.
You should be like Tommy in the song. Tommy saw them messing with Becky, and he had 20 years in him. Throwing up, and he whooped them tails in the bar. You need to have 30 years of man stored up and come out and pump your chest. You ridiculous right now, boy. You ridiculous. I love y'all. God bless you. I talk to you later. All right. Phil, Jack, you ridiculous.
All right, Yosh.
Seems I've disappointed people.
Yeah.
Yeah, sounds like it.
Yeah, well, I rely on you for baseball confidence.
The whole city does.
Yeah.
I know, but I also,
I faked it against the Knicks.
You
said I faked it against the Knicks.
You did fake saying it was the year.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just, that's all I think about.
Yeah.
It's Wednesday. We
get me to 2:00.
Yeah,
we're posting
getting
pregame
there.
On Saturday.
It's Wednesday. Yes.
Well, I don't like the way that it's going, which is why the intervention today is going the wrong direction.
Yes.
Go Brewers.
You're so scared.
They're going to win today.
I don't think so. I don't think so.
I don't think the Mets are losing again.
Yeah. The whole playoffs.
Yeah, they'll never lose again.
Yeah. It's intervention day. As we try to get Jack more confident, he believes that if the Mets advance, the Mets are going to beat the Phillies.
There's a chance.
Well, that's not what you said in the first segment. Twice. You didn't say chance. So intervention day, you can either talk some sense into Jack, or if you're nervous like Jack, if you're nervous like me, I can talk some sense into you.
Damn right. Or
we're all or Rios or Yoshi or Bella or yeah. We're all here for each other. That's what this show is. We're all here for each other. We're all in the foxhole together, except for Jack, who's running far away. Today's show is sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Buy a window or door. Get the second and a half off with 18 months interest-free financing. Call Guided Door and Window today at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. Coming up next, the real true fear of this weekend at Citizens Bank Park, we will discuss. And I think it's on all of us. That once the game starts, the player, it's on them. But there is something that we can do. We will talk about that next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. WIP Afternoon Show, Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Today's show is sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Buy a window or door. Get the second at half off with 18 months interest-free financing. Call Guided Door and Window at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. So, here's an issue that I think once the first pitch happens on Saturday, the series of the Phillies and potentially the Mets is up to the Phillies. It's up to Zach Wheeler. It's up to Chris Sanchez, Aaron Nola. It's up to the lineup to score runs. It's up to that. But leading up to it, I think we have a responsibility. And this is difficult for me to say because it's about people's money in some respect.
And you're pocket watching?
Well, a little bit. And it's not on me.
Oh, holier than thou asking back at it again.
I'm just being honest because I've seen this happen. And what's going to happen is that And to be clear, the Phillies playoff tickets are in Phillies fans' hands initially. It's not like a regular season game where there are a lot of tickets available and anyone can go just buy tickets. Phillies playoff tickets are season ticket holders, partial season ticket holders, and then a lottery. And we were sure we were going to the playoffs. Mets fans didn't even know they were going to the playoffs,
right,
or that they would have even possibly played us until Monday.
Right.
So the tickets for Phillies-Mets games are in Phillies fans' hands. And what's going to happen, and it's probably already started to happen because Mets fans are getting excited now, is that the prices on secondary markets are going to go up. And if the Mets win tonight, they're going to go up even higher. And people who have tickets to Phillies-Mets games are going to have the opportunity to sell their tickets at a very, very high return.
Yeah.
And I remember when this happened against the Yankees. It was right around the trade deadline, and I had a sort of like a temper tantrum about it on air that I thought was embarrassing. Mm-hmm. There were so many Yankees fans in there.
It was a lot. We were there.
Yes. And, you know, a couple of people called and said, well, this is an opportunity to make money back and so on and so forth. That can't happen this weekend. It just can't. And we saw it with the Sixers.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
And I think the biggest difference between the Sixers and the Knicks and that series is that the Sixers have disappointed people to such an extent over the last several years that I didn't blame Sixers fans for not buying tickets today.
Right.
You know, they were a seven seed, and Bede was hurt, and the team has done nothing but disappoint you over the last several years. The Phillies are not in that situation. The Phillies, it was disappointing they didn't get past the LCS last year, but are coming off seasons of a World Series, an LCS, now a division crown, and you would think that they are, you know, our nerves aside, mm-hmm, they are poised to take the next step this offseason. There will be Mets fans in the stadium this weekend, no matter what we do, but we cannot allow the sort of 30% or 40% stadium takeover that we had against the Yankees, or even years ago at the Vet with Mets fans, or even periods of Citizens Bank Park when Mets. And the Mets fans will have, they don't have what we have this year in terms of expectations. They're all juice right now. Mm-hmm. They didn't think this team was making the playoffs. They didn't think it would be good at the beginning of the year. I think their over-under for wins was like 81. They were terrible the first 2 months, and they are revved up. We cannot allow a Citizens Bank Park full of Mets fans this weekend, because what happens is the Mets go ahead, and then all of a sudden, I've seen the nerves of expectations. Their fans will out-cheer our fans in that stadium if we allow that many fans in the stadium.
Of course, yes.
Because they'll smell blood. And I know it's hard to tell somebody, hey, you spent $300 on these tickets and you have an opportunity to make those $1,500 back.
Yeah.
It just can't happen this weekend. We can't see that. We cannot.
Not to mention, it's not a good look.
It's a terrible look.
The game is going to be on national TV, right? It's the NLDS.
Yep.
And to have New York fans come down in a proud city like Philadelphia, where we're the ones who usually go take over people's stadium. We mock fan bases for what we do, what we did in Tampa, what we did in New Orleans, you know, down there, mm-hmm, right? Like, that's what we do when we go on the road to play. This is a playoff game. Again, like you said, if it's a regular season game, okay, I don't like it, but okay, whatever. This is the playoffs. Like, if anything, sell them to another Phillies fan.
Yeah. Go on social media, find a Phillies fan to sell them to.
I'm pretty sure a Phillies fan wouldn't mind the tickets to go.
Yeah.
It's not a good look.
It can't happen this weekend. It's not a situation. If the Phillies were down 3-0 in a 7-game series and game 4 was here, you were hopeless. I could get there with that. I could understand it. This game 1 and game 2 of the playoffs that are supposed to be the World Series playoffs.
Yeah.
You can't allow it. They can't have that, you know, Mets fans can't have that. They can't have that on their resume for doing it. Jack, do you fear that as well?
Yeah, I mean, I think 30-40% is a little high. Yeah, like
15%.
15-10% is more what I'm worried about.
Oh, well, you're getting 10%.
Yeah.
So you'll get that 4,000, 5,000 fans down there.
Probably willing to pay anything.
Yeah. Problem is, when we've been in there, and you've been in there more than I've been in there, Jack, during the postseason, we can get tight at home sometimes, and we're not as energetic if we don't get runs early and things. Now, with Wheeler, it may be different.
Sure.
I think people are hanging there with Wheeler longer, but I guarantee you on Sunday, especially if it's Knowles starting, people will be nervous going into that game. And the last thing I would want to see, God forbid we don't take care of business Saturday, and then you get the Sunday game where the New York fans are really heard.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
that's how the ballpark was in Game 7.
Yep.
I mean, Game 7 last year, there's a lot of cockiness heading into it. Like, we don't lose 2 straight of them. And the second one thing went wrong, it was tight ballpark.
Yeah, was Knowles Game 6 or 7?
Knowles was game 6.
He was game 6.
Ranger was game 7. Yes. He went 4 1/3.
Yes. Yeah.
And he let up a hit to Corbin Carroll for no reason. It's supposed to be lefty lefty. You're supposed to be able to get that guy out and whatever. It was game over. But
I love the way he remembers all the details, man. He does, man. They stick with him.
Yeah,
they can't. Don't sell your tickets.
Yeah,
don't sell your tickets.
Please don't. Not this weekend. Not this team.
If it's the Padres, whatever.
And I'm Padres
we know they're
fans.
Not going to show up anyway.
And this is also a message to the Phillies as well, because who could forget last summer when they led the general or whatever of the 7 line?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Didn't they
do it again this year?
I don't know. He was wearing a Mets jersey throwing out a first pitch.
Yes. Yeah,
I think they did it again this year.
Yeah. I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah.
But
speaking of throwing out the first pitch.
It should.
Are you throwing your hat in the ring?
Nah, I don't want to go out there. Hell no, I don't want that pressure. But we do have a certain transplant or someone who has former ties to New York.
A certain running back?
A certain running back? If we're not going to go with a Philly great.
Saquon would be awesome.
Saquon would be the one. If he was willing to do it, it would be a no-brainer to me.
I want
to
use Saquon game 2. Game 1, I want a Mets killer. So I want Utley or I want Burrow.
Yeah, Burrow would be great. People would love Burrow. Chase Utley is very on the nose. It would work. Burrow, I think.
You think people would do it for Burrow? They would get pumped up?
I think so.
I haven't seen Pat the Bat back here in a while.
Well, he's a Giants hitting coach. So.
Oh, well, then it'll never be him.
Well,
right?
Yeah, well, I mean,
but they still could do it, yeah.
Or Hamels. I mean, Hamels obviously had the run.
Hamels would be a good one.
Well,
just
Hamels
sort of going. I think Saquon would be great. He has sort of... Not because the Sixers gave him the opportunity. I was told he had the opportunity to ring the bell in a game against the Knicks, and he said no.
Okay.
And I think Saquon
was there though, right?
He came
to the game.
Yes, yeah. I think Saquon has a respect for those fans.
Sure,
and I don't think he wants that. I don't think he wants Saquon versus New York.
Right.
I think now when he goes and plays in East Rutherford, I think he's going
to try to give him 200 yards.
Yeah, he's going to want one of those. I think Saquon would be great for the fans. I think it would be great reaction. I don't think he would do it, but okay. I think it would be a great reaction if he did it.
And he is a giant great.
Yeah. I mentioned it's a shame that Lenny Dykstra has become what he is.
Right.
Because as a former Met who became a Philly, I think it would be really cool if he was not what he was. But that sort of thing that, as you mentioned, the Met killer sort of thing, that connection I think would be good. 215-592-9494. This is the Jack Intervention Day. Jack is terrified of the Mets, and as we're learning, a lot of people are terrified as well. Ike is here if you are terrified.
I'm here for you.
But if you would like to talk Jack into not being scared, we need you too. Big Aaron in West Philly needs to talk to Jack. Big A, you're on WIP.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Hey, Big A.
What up, Big A?
Sick under the weather, man. I've been under the weather, man. But Jack, can I ask you, Can I throw some scenarios at you, Jack? Are you there, Jack?
Of course.
Okay, okay. So listen, if say the Mets get their behind kick by the Brewers, 8-1 the next game, 8-9, they get pounded. Then they squeak out a victory. The Mets squeak out the victory in the next game and win. Would you have any more confidence that they can beat them?
No, that doesn't change. That wouldn't change anything for me. No. they came back and squeaked out a win Monday against the Braves, and that was the first time I was like, oh, bleep.
So you would rather have been in first place and play, what, Braves?
Would I rather play the Braves?
No, he didn't want the Braves either.
Oh, they would have killed this Braves team.
So what the...
They would have.
Well, I know. I agree. I'm just saying.
What?
Somebody said they didn't want the Braves.
I think Jack said he didn't want the Braves. The Brewers were the only team that he was clamoring for.
Well, I did say, hold on, I said about a month and a half ago, was no longer worried about the Braves.
I
was mocked.
Yeah, I think it was probably me.
First of all, that's a month and a half ago. That's not this week.
Okay.
Or the last week.
Well, Spike's always worried about the Braves.
I'm worried about everybody.
Okay.
To be quite honest.
Well, I kind of feel like...
Well, with that sale, I would not be... I was worried about Braves pitching. And Braves, be quite honest with you, Big A, I'm scared of everybody. I'm a bad person to pick out on this. I live in fear. I'm a coward. I am hiding under the table. That's just my way. So, but Jack did say, and I ripped him for it. Jack said he wasn't afraid of the Braves, and then I think we went and lost 3 or 4 to them. But in any case,
nevertheless,
yeah, Jack is more the Mets.
Okay.
Beautiful.
The scary part is that they just hot.
Yes.
They was the best team in baseball, and they're hot. Okay, but I haven't seen the Dodgers do that for so long. They get knocked out in the first.
That's not true. That's not true. The Dodgers are always so far out in front. That's why they can't get it back up for the playoffs. Pause.
Good job.
Oh, so if you win in the second half, you could just keep. I'm just trying.
Well, teams can do it. Teams can do it. I just think they have every year they're the team that has the look. I don't know what to tell you. Like, the Phillies had the look in 2022. Okay. The D-backs had the look last year. And 2021 is the Braves. And 2019 is the Nationals. Like, we've all seen these teams that have the look.
I got it.
Okay.
But it didn't happen to all the teams like that.
I know.
It didn't. So why would it have to happen to Phillies? And see, I'm not going to yell and call you scary and all that because, you know, my confidence is wavering too since you said it. Because, Jack, I follow you with baseball. I follow you with a lot of stuff. When everybody say, yeah, we going to win, all of a sudden you be like, yo, they're going to lose. You know what? They end up losing.
Yeah, well,
Jack. Because Jack, he thinks of it logically more than fandom. And when he's not jumping into fandom about his squad, I got to worry about it.
I know.
Yeah, this is Jack is shirking his responsibility, I think, on some level.
But here's what, do you want me to lie? I'm not great at lying. There's no chess going on up here. Strictly checkers.
That's what's great about Jack. He's not going to lie.
Yeah.
Like I got twisted around. He got one call, got yelling, is cussing and fussing and all that. And then they're going to beat Tampa last week. And guess what happened? They lost. See, we bet by our heart. See, I trust Jack.
Yeah.
He's looking at this thing in a way.
No, he's not. No, he's not. No, he's not. Here's where you're wrong at, Big A. Because all he's telling you is that the team is hot. He hasn't told you how the Mets are better than the Phillies. The Phillies aren't doing this, so they're not going to win. So he's not. He's giving you a feeling based on what he feels about a team coming in hot because he's scared. He hasn't given you anything from an analysis standpoint. What are you talking about? What are you talking about? He hasn't given you anything from an analysis standpoint.
He didn't. He didn't break it down. He ain't
exactly. So just because we got one guy in here who is shaking in his boots, the rest of us in the city should be scared too.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying Jack kind of feels something that we don't.
Yes, it's called being scared. Yeah, he feels something that I don't. It's right. You're right. It's called being afraid. Yes. Okay. Yes, the guy's scared of his own shadow. I love him to death, but he is. He's scared of his own shadow.
Yeah, it's only the Phillies.
No,
He was calling for the Phillies when the Phillies was bombs. He was like, they're going to win, they're going to win. When they was losing.
And how'd that work out?
They're going to do this and all that.
Hold on. Hold up.
We're here.
But they went.
How'd that work out?
They went farther than what we thought they was going to go. They went farther than what we thought they was going to go. I understand that. They went farther than what we thought they was going to go. But he was pushing it on. I don't know. Something about Jack that scares me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you ever need him in a foxhole, you ought to be scared.
Yeah.
All right.
That's sad.
Well, I mean, from the standpoint of...
I know.
When he talks sports, though, he's scared, but he know what he's talking about.
Thank you.
Wait, no one said he doesn't know what he's talking about. What I said is he didn't say anything. You keep saying he knows what he's talking about. He gave you a feeling. He didn't tell you such and such hits such and such hits 320 versus Wheeler. So we ought to be afraid of him. Like, he's not telling you any of that.
Wheeler just lost Sunday against the Mets. Wheeler just lost Sunday against the Mets.
He lost Sunday, what, this past Sunday? No, he played the Mets.
No, Sunday Night Baseball, two Sundays ago.
Yeah. What was the score?
2-1.
2-1.
Oh, so I'm sorry. This vaunted Mets lineup scored two runs, and we should be afraid of him.
He is beatable.
What? That's... Don't insult my intelligence. Everybody's beatable.
I know.
Everybody's beatable. That's not the point. And you're not worried about Wheeler. You're not worried about. So don't be putting that. Don't put that voodoo on Zach.
You're worried about Bryce Rushmore.
Yeah, that's what you're worried about.
All right, Big A.
All right, Big A. Get you some Robitussin. He's worried about the lineup.
Yeah, he is. All right, Big A. Yeah, I mean the lineup is. I think that everybody's concerned.
I'm not.
Phillies wise,
what great pitching does do the Mets have?
It's not great.
So why would I need? So why am I worried about our lineup?
It doesn't matter. Sometimes it doesn't matter who we're going up against. They just go cold.
But that's baseball.
Yeah. Now you sound like him.
No, I sound like every team who had a great offense during the regular season. Who scored the most runs by damn near 90 runs this year? Are they sitting at home?
I don't know who scored the most.
The Diamondbacks.
Oh, right. Yeah.
The Diamondbacks.
Scared of them too, even though they're not even in the playoffs.
Yeah, see, I can't. Yeah, you guys are scared. Like I said, you're scared of your own shadow. I don't know what to tell you.
Jack's still scared of the Diamondbacks?
The Diamondbacks?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Thought so. 215-592-9494. Todd in West Deptford. You're on WIP. What's up, Todd?
You guys are cracking me up. Like, I'm with you. And Jack, let me talk to you right now. The New York stinking Mets, I don't care what they're doing right now. They're going to have to come into Citizens Bank Park, which is going to be mostly Philadelphia fans, and I expect our potent lineup to come through and to score runs. And we have a great pitching staff. I expect Zach Wheeler to be off the charts in that series. And you know what else I expect, Jack? I expect them to go to New York with a 2-0 lead, taking both games at home. I am not scared. I don't fear the New York Mets. It'll be fitting to send them home in that series to head to the NLCS. So bring on the big bad Mets if that's who we have to play. Mm-hmm. I got no fear in this team. This is the Philadelphia Phillies, who are the National League East champion. And this team is built for now, for postseason. This is why we put this team together on paper, for now.
That's right.
And the guys in the lineup have to step up. And the guys in pitching have to step up. And the guys in the bullpen have to step up. And this is how it's got to be. This team didn't get this far to go bye-bye in the NLDS. I believe this team is still going to the World Series, and I'm not taking no for an answer.
Jack?
Love it, Todd.
You going to say no?
Well, no. I love Todd. Again, I hope so.
Love you.
But the chest out thing also bothers me. It worries me, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank
you
for
the call. Figure out if we don't have our chest out.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to figure out how are we supposed to go into the postseason.
Terrified.
Right. Yeah, when has that ever worked out for us? Yeah.
Well, I know.
It's just sort of how I'm built, you know, on some level.
Yeah. No, like, listen, I appreciate the chest out.
Chest out. It's more or less fighting off this idea that we should be afraid of the Mets. It's not about having your chest out. No one says we're going to sweep the Mets or any of that stuff. But the idea of being afraid of the Mets before you even get on the freaking field against them, that shows no confidence in Zach Wheeler, no confidence in Schwarber, Harper, Turner, Boom, any of these guys. I don't care what you try to tell me. I don't care what you try to tell me. It's what it's showing. You're trying to pump the mess up like there's some great team and there's nothing there that says they're this great team that's unbeatable. What it is you're afraid that our team won't show up. Just say that. But don't give me the Mets. I can't take that. I'm afraid of the Mets. If you want to tell me you're afraid that we're going to choke like we did in games 6 and 7 last year when none of our big hitters actually got big hits when they needed to, that's what you're really saying.
So I am not as confident in the Phillies as I wish I was. I think that's fair.
Okay.
But I also have a healthy amount of respect for what the Mets are doing. I just do.
What are the Mets doing?
The Mets are the best team in baseball since London. They had a big win on Monday. Francisco Lindor is playing like an MVP. Like, they have – I'm just telling you.
Let me see. So they were the worst team in baseball before London. Then they are the best team in baseball since London. Although they still find themselves fighting to get into the playoffs Monday –
I mean, we
not some great record.
Sure. We did only win 5 more games than them.
I don't care.
Okay. I'm just...
I don't care about that.
I would say this. Let me introduce some excitement.
We were on cruise control.
Beating...
I know, and that's what worries me too.
Beating the Mets.
Oh my God, why did we... Hold on. Then why didn't we just start the season by saying, you know what, why don't we start off slow like we always do, and then try to turn it on in July or August? I didn't hear anybody saying that.
Well... I would say this. I think there's a world in which you come off to a hot start and then you don't play under 500 ball for 4 months. You know, like
All I'm saying is, before the season started.
Yes, but
I didn't hear the best formula to go win the World Series is to start off slow and then make sure you're playing your best baseball late in the year. And if we got to start in the wild card round, go on the road, that's the best formula to go win the World Series. Why didn't we do the formula that the Mets did?
I agree with you, but I also would say that the best formula also isn't have a great 2 months and then sleepwalk through the rest of the season.
That's not what I said. That's not what I said. Everybody's talking about the hot team going into the postseason. That's what everybody's talking about. That's what we're talking about. Because we can all take parts of the season where the team played great.
Well, yeah, I wish they weren't 10-11 in their last 21 games.
But
I wish
they
weren't 500 since the All-Star break. I wish they had.
Why don't we blow the lead in the series and then just get in the wild card? Would you feel confident then?
I don't know how I would have felt.
No, you would
then.
Not. You would have said they choke coming down the stretch. They aren't playing well.
All I'm going to say is that several times through them struggling through the summer, I did not feel comfortable with how bad they were struggling.
That's not breaking news.
I know it's not breaking news.
I said they were going to win the World Series in July. So you saying you didn't believe in the team, you haven't changed that stance. I'm not getting on you about that.
Right.
You don't speak for everybody. I'm talking about the formula for winning is what I didn't hear, that now everybody is scared that the route that the Mets took. That's what I'm saying. Why are we celebrating like we won a World Series after winning the East that you didn't have a problem with? You didn't have a problem with the team celebrating.
No.
Like they won the World Series when they won the division.
No.
Well, why didn't you?
Because then I think they should celebrate winning the division. Because that they earned winning the division. What's the big deal?
Well, because we won a World Series.
I know we won a World Series. That's what everyone said after they won the NL East. There's so much more to get done here. And it's not that we didn't want them to get off to a hot start. It's just that there's hot teams every year that get in a run, and you can knock them out all you want, and I hope they do. Like that does happen as well. It's just the way they look worries me. It just does.
The way who looks? The Mets?
The way the Mets look worries me, and the way the Phillies look worries me, too. Both worry me.
All right.
Yeah.
Go, Phils.
I'm just wondering, man. That's all. I'm just wondering. Like, we're on the brink of going into the playoffs, and we should be – we're all like, oh, the team's going to lose. What's the whole point of the season? We just wasted 6 months talking about the Phillies and putting Bryce as the number one athlete in the city. By the way, another year, he would have come up short. He would come up short not winning the World Series. So we're doing this for another year.
Can I tell you what the difference is? The difference is this is the first year we've gone into the season with true expectations, and expectations make people nervous. And I'm guilty of it, too. Is that when there are no expectations, you go into the playoffs, you're like, if we lose, we lose. And it's this free feeling, which I think the crowds,
so we can jump on and
the
off.
Crowds in 22, I think, had that vibe of we don't care. And that's a dangerous feeling. And that is what I fear.
So when they go get Soto, are we going to still say, you know what, just don't win early. Just make sure we're hot late in the season.
Hopefully they're an all-time team when they get Soto.
Yeah. What difference does it make? The Dodgers have put together an all-time team every year.
Then they got to get it done.
All right.
By the way, real quick.
Yeah.
A little bit of positivity.
Yeah.
Yes.
They tied the inner squad today, 5-5.
How did Spencer Turnbull look?
Don't know. Okay. Harper hit a home run.
Okay.
And Castellanos hit a home run.
Okay, then. I feel better now.
I can't wait till Monday when everybody has a different tune Monday.
I hope so.
Can't wait. Don't worry. I'm not going to let you enjoy it very much.
I can't wait till Monday. You cannot let me enjoy it all you want.
I'm just telling you what it's going to be.
I'm going
to remind you Monday.
That's fine. I hope you're right. I pray to God you're right.
Because I'm usually am right.
Okay. I hope you're right.
I'm not going to let you enjoy it.
You won't enjoy it very
much.
Yes, I will.
No, you won't. Yes, there will.
Okay.
There's nothing that's going to take me down.
I'm not going to let you enjoy it.
Nothing's going to take me down if they win two games this weekend.
So if they win both games this weekend, you're all in.
Yeah,
you're good.
I'm good.
There's no way they can blow the series.
You can come in and be the office linebacker, tackle me at Oklahoma Drive.
I'm not going to do any of that. I just want to make sure your confidence is there.
It will be there. Right now, it's not.
All right. Coming up next. Brian Baldinger joins us.
I told you it wasn't going to be easy today.
Poor Jack. I'm sorry I curved it on you today, Jack. I'm sorry. Oh, wow.
You got to go to break.
All right.
I just got a meat read. All right.
Today's show is brought to you by Guided Door and Window. Buy a window or door. Get the second and a half off with 18 months interest-free financing. Call Guided Door and Window today at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit GoGUID.
Tough to get a muffin there, man.
Yeah, GoGUIDA.com. There's a lot of farting going on in there right now, I bet you.
That was yesterday.
Oh, I know.
Because I had Brussels sprouts.
I know. I made a mistake of walking in there without knocking first. Baldy is next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead. Be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.